From Slave to Brother by Amanda Eidelman, read by Ellie Johnson. Perhaps the reason he was separated from you for a little while was that you might have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but better than a slave, as a dear brother. He is very dear to me, but even dearer to you, both as fellow man and as a brother in the Lord. Philemon 1:15-16. Philemon is one of the shortest books in the New Testament. Even though it is only one chapter long, there are many highly applicable lessons for our everyday lives from this small book. Paul is the author of this letter, and he is writing a personal letter to his friend, Philemon, about a matter that is close to his heart. In Paul's letter, he graciously and passionately advocates for Philemon's former slave, Onesimus, a man he met, led to Christ, and now considers to be a son. Paul shows care and kindness as he addresses Philemon's relationship with Onesimus. This letter is a great example of how we can have difficult conversations in a clear but loving way. Paul never gives social barriers a thought when he talks about those two men of very different backgrounds. He models the truth that we are all equals in the body of Christ. Paul's letter is an example of how to show Christian love and forgiveness and how to advocate on behalf of those who are in need. Paul was writing to Philemon to express the need for him to show the same love and forgiveness God had shown him to Onesimus. Because Paul and Philemon had a strong personal relationship, Paul's words would have extra force. Paul saw the genuine work of God done in Philemon's life, Philemon 1:19, and now he was requesting Philemon to forgive Onesimus and to embrace him as a brother in Christ, Philemon 1:16. Paul's words prompt Philemon to transition Onesimus from slave to brother because of their shared faith in Christ. This would have been a big step for someone living in their culture. He was asking Philemon to offer his escaped slave true mercy, love, and forgiveness. Paul makes the case that slavery did not make Onesimus any less deserving of God's love. He fully embraces Onesimus as his own brother and fervently advocates on his behalf. Our sin nature tells us to assign value to people groups based on their station in life. The Bible teaches that God's love and forgiveness is for all people. God desires us to show mercy, walk with humility, and to love justice, Micah 6:8. Paul's letter encourages Philemon to be humble, just, and merciful in his dealings with Onesimus. Paul's love for Onesimus prompts him to act. He works diligently on his behalf to ensure Onesimus' relationship is restored with Philemon and that his needs are taken care of. Living a life marked by the love of Christ requires action on our part. We should not stand silent when people we love need our help. Paul used his relationship with both men as a bridge to help mend the brokenness that had occurred between them. Our advocacy goes much further when it comes from a place of trust and relationship. Paul was confident his words would be heeded and acceded by Philemon because he had a strong connection with this man, Philemon 1:21. Whenever possible, our advocacy should be paired with relationships in order to ensure our words are marked by love, understanding, and are able to be received well. This short letter is filled with so much love, passion, and truth. Paul openly shares his great love and appreciation for both Philemon and Onesimus because he wants to protect the relationship he has with both parties. Paul also sets a strong example with his words on what it means to be a brother or sister in Christ. It means we are all to be embraced as equals, no matter our differences. Philemon is a powerful lesson on how we can speak truth with love to those we are close with. Paul's words are full of great truth and great love.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey friend, I'm Brooke McLaughlin, host of the Everyday Prayers podcast, a ministry of Million Praying Moms, and I'm here to invite you to partner with God for the hearts of your children on the daily. Our goal at Everyday Prayers is to help moms understand and pray God's Word. Join us each weekday as we share insights from God's Word for today's Christian mom. Tune in to the Everyday Prayers podcast in your favorite app or by visiting lifeaudio.com.